government of Uganda has directed these agencies to continue fostering and enable environment for women-owned businesses, including removing barriers, streamlining regulations, and expanding access to markets and technology. This call was made by the Minister of State for Gender and Culture, Honorable Peace Regis Mutuzo, during a launch of Women Entrepreneurs Finance Code in Kampala. Mutuzo emphasized that efforts to support women must be prioritized at all levels to ensure their specific needs and interests are effectively addressed.
And to include more to join the movement and create a culture of innovation and collaboration. I'd also like to call upon financial institutions and ask every financial institution to make women's access to finance not a side initiative, but a core strategic priority. Because we all know that Uganda's population is dominated by women.
Speaking at the launch, Ms. Francisca Ayodeji, the World Bank Country Manager for Uganda, noted that the establishment of Entrepreneurs Finance Code represents a major advancement for the International Finance Corporation. Richard Byarugaba, Executive Director for Finance at the Bank of Uganda, representing Deputy Governor Professor Gustus Nwagaba, added that the introduction of the Women Finance Code marks a significant milestone in the country's ongoing journey towards financial inclusion.
I bring you greetings from the Deputy Governor, Bank of Uganda, Professor Gustus Nwagaba, who would have loved to deliver this key address at the launch of the We Finance Code Uganda. He is unable to join us today due to another official commitment he has delegated me to represent him in the World Bank Study of 2019. This gender gap in earnings is caused not by differences in the inherent abilities of men and women, but rather by the gender-specific constraints that women face in starting, sustaining, and growing enterprises.